done. You want to go ahead and give your welcome?
Welcome to Amateur Computer Group of New Jersey. This is probably the fourth or fifth video conferencing session we've had. And I honestly am not aware what tonight's subject is. So, Frank, take it away.
Anybody parked next to the building will be towed away.
Well, I suggested that maybe we, for tonight, do short topics and random access. A couple of short topic items, follow up on one of my talks from earlier in the year. Tails has been going through its continuing evolution. The big news on the Tails front of late is that they have gotten UEFI boot capability up and operating for using it. So that if you're trying to boot it on a system that set up for a UEFI boot, the secure boot system, you will be able to boot Tails on that system now where you couldn't before. And that's been since 4.5, 4.6 came out a couple of weeks ago, and they are expecting the next version probably the first week of June. So that's the little tail piece I had. I know that we've been talking about having me do another home automation talk. Not ready to do that right now, for among other reasons, as today I got a new toy. A USB controller for Z-Wave and Zigbee. Of course, also another thing in the home automation realm of recent news. From their original announcement Wednesday last week, Zoom has decided to go to a subscription model. $4.99 a month for each account. And you may have, depending upon how your setup is, there's a possibility of having multiple accounts accessing the same controller. Because that's the way they expect it to be done, rather than everybody share a common login. But that has triggered me to put into gear my next project, the dewinkification. I'm currently starting to play with Home Assistant on one of my Raspberry Pi Zero W's. And for production, we'll probably pick up a Raspberry Pi 4 for the improved performance. But getting it started now on the 3W, or actually the 0W, which is based on the Raspberry Pi 3. And so that unit, let me get it threaded out here. That's this little guy. And pull cable out. Okay, well there, that let me bring it up a little bit more, unwrapping the cable from around some of the things. This is a third party case on the 0W. Complete with its heat sink for the processor. And since the 0W has the advantage of being wirelessly equipped, it's got both Bluetooth and Wi-Fi on the board. Only thing I've got connected to it right now directly is power.
So is this to connect to your an Amazon Dot?
No. Or my Amazon Dot or my Google Home would talk to it as an input device.
Are Zigbee switches cheaper?
Zigbee is what's used for most of your controllable light products. Other than the Wemo bulb.
Oh.
Wemo does everything on Wi-Fi. What this will replace is my Link Hub that I'm waving here. And the other advantage is I can control, instead of having it have to rely on an off-site controller controlling the hub, I'll have all my control on site.
Okay.
So I'm expecting to end up paying 1 month of the, because basically when they announced moving to the paid model, they gave everybody 1 week to decide to go over or get cut off. The original cutoff date was going to have been Wednesday this week. They've extended it a week. So I've gone ahead and said, yeah, I'll sign up for it. But my intention is that before the first month is over, I'll have everything up and running on Home Assistant. And then tell Wink, that's it. I'm gone. We've already basically dumped Brenda's account for accessing the Wink, Wendy's account for accessing the Wink, and I had another account that I was also had set up to access the Wink, and those three have, okay, fine, wipe them. They're gone. No, we're not going to pay $4 times $4.99 a month for Wink. And we're only going to pay the $4.99 a month until I can get everything moved over.
Everybody seems to be following the water company. Your improved billing will now be monthly instead of, and it will be four times as much as what your quarterly bill used to be.
So So that's why I got this guy. That's how the Pi will talk to the Z-Wave and Zigbee devices. Because I do not want to find myself in a position where I'm without things, because among other things, on the Z-Wave side, that's our doorbell.
Okay, you need that for your doorbell, though, right?
That's what we're using for the doorbell, because the other stuff, the Heath kit or the Heath Zenith wireless doorbells, were not reliably working. You know, the wireless doorbells you buy at Home Depot.
Yeah.
And the building's wired doorbell support. Something happened to the wiring through the walls or the voltage source for the system. In any event, it didn't ring up here. So.
Neil? But who's that? Do they have to be approved or not?
No. We're running these as open meetings. The only one that's running moderated is yours on Monday night.
Okay.
So that you can have all of the host privileges. Because when you log in as a moderator, you get all the privileges that the host has. So you'll have all the privileges to do things like mute everybody, remove people from the meeting, and do recording and all those things. Good evening, Neil. You've got your picture in now.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm just using a tablet.
Hey, running the Chime app on your tablet, that's just fine.
Okay, what are you talking about tonight?
This is shaping up as a short topics and random access.
Okay.
To go back over quickly on what I've gone over. A few months ago, I had done a presentation on Tails, the amnesic incognito live system. Lets you set up a secure system on a host computer using a USB stick or a CD-ROM to load an operating system that boots up and doesn't make use of the host system's hard drive. It just runs in memory or in memory on the USB stick. And it runs in a Tor environment so that it's encrypted and hard as the dickens to try to trace where you are. One thing that it's used a lot for is in repressive societies, they'll use Tails to connect into the Tor network and traverse the onion and to get to whoever they need to get to. And since the system is running in memory, it doesn't leave any footprint on the host system when you're done. It does a memory wipe, shuts itself down, you take the stick out and walk away. journalists in touchy areas use it to get reports out or to contact sources. We're also using it so that they don't get found. New version of it come out. It now supports systems that have the secure boot system installed, the UEFI secure boot system. So that was a little bit of news there. The other thing we've been talking about is some developments in home automation. I just got some new toys in, as it were. That's it. This is a USB Zigbee and Z-Wave controller, which will allow me ultimately to replace my Wink Hub, because Wednesday before last, Wink announced that as of this past Wednesday, they were intending to go to a paid service. And if you didn't sign up for their service, you were going to get cut off. Well, they've extended it a week at this point. So I didn't get billed on Wednesday. I will get billed next Wednesday because I've gone ahead and signed up for just my one individual account. And since they're doing it month to month, it's going to be a month as I set up my new on-site controller for everything. And Dentel Wink, it's been nice. Goodbye. I will control all my home automation stuff from a Raspberry Pi in the apartment and not have to use your external server to provide me part of the services I need. So that's what we were just finishing up talking about when you came in. Okay. So I will have more on that probably come fall when we resume meeting after the summer hiatus. Okay. Anybody have any questions? Anything else they want to bring up? Because if no other questions on my couple of short items, then it's time to move on to random access. Dave, question for you. Do you still have the headset plugged into the computer?
No.
Okay. But for some reason, we're not seeing your audio components.
I'm using the telephone.
Right, you're using the telephone. But what I'm saying is that in the attendees display, on Chime.
Okay, is that better? Oh, nothing happened.
I'm looking at troubleshooting your installation, so you've got everything on the computer running together for Monday night.
Yeah, gee.
That's where I'm looking at going.
Where I put the...
Because normally I will see a camera icon, there's an icon for potential sharing, And then there's an icon for audio source.
In the other computer.
Which is right now the phone, but you had chosen on the other computer when you brought the Asus up at one point that you would dial in with the phone rather than use the computer's audio.
Yeah, so
that's why it got you associated with that for the phone.
I pressed the mute button.
Because there's a different icon for phone versus microphone audio system of the computer.
Right. So if I don't know why it's not showing any microphone. So, okay, I just plugged it in. I presume you're not screaming, so there's no feedback.
Right. Not hearing any feedback.
And I'm not hearing anything through the earphones.
Okay. Up in the black bar at the top of the chime screen, over to the right-hand side, where you have the full screen, minimize, restore up, restore down, close icon, and just... You're using the web version? Or you're using the app?
The other one.
You're using the web version?
Yes.
Okay. That could also have something to do with it. Okay.
But what I don't understand is how come I don't show a microphone icon on or off?
If I'm not seeing a microphone icon, muted or not, then it says that Chime is not seeing a microphone. On the system.
That's what I got on the other computer. It said it couldn't see the...
Whereas I know on my system, when I bring up the app, it will pick up whatever system or whatever the system default devices are for microphone and speaker.
I had something, WinKey H, to use dictation. Okay, so this was new to me. That brings up a microphone bar. But I exit out and it goes away, but I never saw that before. Well, I'd never done a WinKey H.
I'm going to leave.
Okay.
But it's fun dropping in and trying out. It's fun trying out Chime. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye. But I figure at this point, unless somebody has something else they want to bring up, let's work on the issue of Dave's Chime setup that he can have it fully operational for Monday night.
Frank, one question. What was the name of that, the first thing you were describing after I came in, the external operating system that doesn't leave any trace on your
Tails.
Pardon?
It's known as TAILS, T-A-I-L-S, which is an acronym for the Amnesic Incognito Live System.
I see.
It's what's called a live system. It's where you, on a CD-ROM or a USB stick, you can install a live operating system that you plug in, and it will run the PC from that.
Yeah, is it free, and do you just get it from a website?
Tails is free. It's available from a website. Let me get that for you. Moment here. You got it? Yeah, because let's see. It's
tails.bojum.com, yeah.
Right? Or is that .org?
Tails.boom.org.
Right, B-O-U-M.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and so when you set that up, best practice is to have two USB drives available, because what you're going to want to do is use one for the initial download and creation. Then you're going to want to use that one to boot up with, and then create a cleaner version on the second drive. And the second drive is the one you'll actually use.
These could be like a small flash drive?
They as small as 8 gig. But the bigger the drive, the more space you've got available for a persistent volume. There's the ability to use the extra space on the drive as a persistent encrypted volume.
Okay.
So it's basically a flash hard drive for you to store things on. Like if you routinely use a particular network, you can have it save your details for connecting to that network in the persistent drive. So when you bring the system up, the first thing you'll do, when it comes up, it'll bring up a panel, and well, it'll bring up the panel. Do you want to boot Tails, or do you need to boot it in troubleshooting mode? So you choose the regular mode. It then comes to the next panel, which gives you the ability to change languages if you need to, and keyboard layouts if you need to use a different keyboard layout. And it also provides you the opportunity to go ahead and unlock your persistent volume. So you put your passphrase in, enter it, it goes through, okay, yes, okay, we've unlocked your persistent volume. It's going to be available for you when you continue booting. You then go back up to the top of that panel you're on, click on Boot Tails or Start Tails, and then it continues booting. Tails is a Linux-based system. It's based off of Debian. And so it will boot up. If you've got your network information already saved, it'll just come on up, pull up your network information, make your connection, and then it'll come back. It will synchronize your time and hook you into the Tor network. And then you're off through the onion, as they call it, because Tor works on layers and layers of encryption. So that the payload between any two nodes in the Tor network is encrypted with a set of keys used just for that connection. They unwrap that, And then, oh, okay, I got to send you over to this guy. You're now sending it with a different encryption over to the next guy. He unwraps it. It's like peeling away the layers of an onion. That's why they call it the onion.
Okay, just one other question. To boot from it, do you have to change the boot sequence on your computer and freshly boot?
You may need to change your boot order to get it to recognize the USB drive first.
Yeah, right. So you can't have
that,
already...
That would be the only thing that you would have to... And in fact, if you're going to routinely use it with a given computer, you can always set it to look at a USB drive first and then pop your drive in, boot, and it'll see, okay, yeah, he's there, let's go. And if you've got the secure boot system, UEFI boot, once you've basically enrolled your stick with that computer, it will recognize that as an authorized boot device and will boot to it. Whereas if you just stick in a plain old vanilla live system drive, no, I ain't dealing with you. Goodbye.
Okay.
And that was the problem you would run into trying to boot Tails on a UEFI-based system. You actually would have to go in and disable UEFI subsystem and go back to legacy booting to be able to boot it. But now with what they finished doing in these latest releases, it will now work with that system. You just may have to tell it, yes, bless this device.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
One issue, you have to have a virtual private network access. Otherwise, your network is open for snooping. Just a side comment.
John? Tor takes care of that.
Okay.
Tor is basically VPN within VPN within VPN within VPN until it gets to the final node in the Tor that it's going through in the Tor network. Then it becomes visible only for the hop from the exit point from the Tor network to the non-Tor system it's going to. But
Ribbon Node, thank you.
All over the world in the process of getting there. And it's very possible that no two packets are taking the same path. Those are some of the beauties of Tor. Okay. Any other questions? Dave's off chasing down something, so we'll wait for him to get back to continue troubleshooting his setup.
Oh. Okay.
Are any of you Mac users?
A little bit with iOS, but that's about it. By the way, Tails will work on Mac.
I see. Yeah, one question I had is whether if you have a Mac, you still need to get some third-party antivirus program. Some people think Macs are just safe enough by themselves, but I don't know.
My chuckle there is how soon people forget.
The original viruses were on the map.
I'm getting an echo right now.
Yeah, I opened my mic. That's one of the main reasons why I don't get a Mac. Max and I don't get along together. I'm a straight Windows person.
Yeah.
Wendy, Brenda, and I are sitting in roughly a 5 foot by 5 foot by 5 foot triangle. So when everybody's mics are on, you get the multipath. Because their mics will pick me up, my mic will pick them up. So usually we leave two out of the three of us muted at any given time to prevent the multipath. Yeah. But yes, the original viruses were on the Macintosh. Norton Antivirus, first published for the Mac.
And it appears that the government had complete access to the Macs all along. They just don't say anything. But I don't know.
But that's something, like I said, a lot of people don't realize. But been there, done that, had to help them clean up the mess.
Work.
No. The Mac users at work.
Oh.
Back at the time. That was back in my days where I was primarily a Unix programmer working with a version of Unix that most people will swear never existed. That was pure, honest to God, AT&T Unix running on a VAC. Normally, if you're saying you're running Unix on a VAC, it's expected that you were either running DEC Ultrix, which was DEC's own version of Berkeley Unix for the VAC, or you were running real Berkeley Unix on your VAC. But since I was working for the phone company, no. We had our paid-up licenses for Unix. Judge Green gave them to us at the vestiture. Perpetual paid-up source code license.
You working with Don McBride? Did you know him at the time?
Don was... we would cross occasionally. He was in the the main computing organization. The software development organization. I was over in human resources. I was the closet Unix techie in human resources. Yeah.
That's where our people that didn't do any good. I thought they got rid of him, but no, he's anybody who came in through this guy that we got rid of. If they came in. Oh, Neil. Okay.
That was that little bit of information. But Yeah, programming. Honest to goodness, System 5 Unix on a VAC.
The dog sounds like the dog that was in Don's closet. Somebody came in, was supposed to do some wiring or something in the house, and he says, not going to go in there until you get rid of the dog. The dog was electronic, was in the closet. In his house.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it. A few other fun side stories. But then.
So were you, when you knew Don in the early days, then, did you know you knew Linux and everything a lot better than he did or not?
I'm talking before Linus started working on it. Before Minix, even.
And when did David Ritchie, you have to have Linux before he did anything or what?
A lot of his work with Unix actually was pre-divestiture. I came on board 5 years post-divestiture. Because HR had some programs they were running in the Unix environment. They needed somebody to take over the maintenance of them. They'd had them done originally by a contractor. I came in through that contractor on a six-month contract with a buyout clause. Needless to say, the clause was exercised.
What does buyout? Who buys out?
Basically, the consulting company hired me and put me on assignment at Belcor, Human Resources.
So you had a pension plan from the consulting company or something? No.
No.
Buyout.
Basically, the buyout comes in a bit here. So I'm working on this assignment as a W-2 employee of the consulting company on assignment at Belcor. At the end of 6 months, Belcor has the option. They can pay a fee and hire me directly as an employee going forward. That's what the buyout clause is. Basically, when the buyout clause is exercised, I stop working for the consultant and come on board as an employee.
Okay.
So I came on board as an employee, actually making a bit more money. And the rest, as they say, is history.
And you keep on doing consulting here and consulting there. So changing your employer, but not your desk.
No, that would have been the case before the buyout clause was exercised. If something had happened, they probably would have been able to new outfit would have probably had the opportunity to pick me. But once I got hired, I was Belcor right on through to the sellout to SAIC, the renaming of Telcordia, and then up to the first big rift that that SAIC triggered. And that's when Don and I both. Goodbye. I ended up bouncing around for a bit and ended up, Brenda and I both ended up landing at Belcor. I mean, at, not at Belcor, but at Vonage. And then I was at Vonage to the end of April of 18. And I've been bouncing around ever since. So not so much since March, where things started falling off. Last week of March, first week of April, had a total of 4 jobs for the week. Next 3 weeks after that, nada.
Being retired, it's all the same.
Last few days of April, had 3 jobs. Total of 10 hours. And well, still waiting for the next assignment.
Do you know John Litzinger? Member of the club? Was a member of the club?
Don't recognize the name.
Okay. Well, actually, he didn't lose his job because he was self-employed. He lost his apartment, and his job wasn't paying enough. So out of work for quite a while, and then he got a job, and they sent him out to he was working for a month, and then they sent him out to California to learn how to do what he's supposed to be doing, and then work another month then in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut, or Pennsylvania, and then the coronavirus lockdowns came, and he lost his job almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the doctor's offices I was servicing with some of the equipment I was working on, we're getting antsier and antsier about having anybody in. At the end, they were all doing telemedicine. And the malls got shut down. The other big project I was on got put on hold. So the malls opened back up.
Saturday, I called up the dentist, and he says, we're closed due to coronavirus and stuff, although I didn't think doctors were closed up at all, but anyway, he called me back on Monday and said that he's closed, he won't do any drilling or anything, but he said he'd see me on Tuesday or Wednesday, but then he called me up at 11, so I came in the same day then on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
He made a big deal. There's no drilling. He's doing the other stuff, but no drilling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the difference is, but well, I guess there's more splatter from drilling.
Yeah.
So I have a temporary filling.
Mm-hmm. So all these big vending machines that I work on in the malls. Hey, the malls are closed.
Yeah.
Don't need to be serviced.
And they're not going to fix them until they need them.
Now, as soon as the malls open back up, there's one series of those machines. I expect I'm going to have to go visit each and every one of them within range. Because I expect that sometime during these shutdowns, the power to the electrical outlet for that unit got cut off.
Wow, is that...
And once it gets cut off, it's got a GFI plug that if you lose shore power, it trips. So somebody has to go out and push the button.
Wow.
Then make sure it boots up right, and then count everything in the machine.
Is that easy or?
It's tedious. Because there's, if I remember correctly, somewhere between 150 and 200 pieces in the machine. And so have to go through all of that. And some of it is climb up, reach over. Okay, yeah. Others of it, the shelf spacing is so tight, I have to dig in, I have to take everything out, count it, put it all back.
Okay, gentlemen, I've been called, so I'll say toodaloo and thanks for the talk.
Okay. Thanks, John. Have a good one.
Same to you.
Catch you next time, and this will go up in the same place that all our other sessions have gone up in.
Sounds good. So long. Toodaloo. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. I have to go too, so thank you.
Okay. Thanks for coming, Neil. Have a good one.
You too.
Hey, thanks. Bye. Okay. So Wendy still got her... Wendy and Brenda still have their chimes up, but they aren't at the units at the moment. So, Dave, it's basically you and me. Dave, what you might want to do is check your sound devices on the computer, both the microphone and the speaker system. There you are.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't know that it's me.
It just sees your caller ID information.
Oh, yeah, okay. So John is gone also.
Yeah, John's gone. Basically, it's your video, your phone, Wendy, Brenda, myself.
So should I try to come in through the, I guess leave the phone on here on this thing and...
Put the phone on and then we can try some things on the computer.
So log out of this or...
Let's see. You're in the web interface now, right?
Right.
On the computer. Okay. Yeah. Get out of that. And bring up the app.
Okay. Your meeting is
and yeah, because you just ended the meeting on that device.
I'll close that tab as well.
Right.
Do come on. Chime.
Yeah. And when it comes up, it's gonna say either log in or attend a meeting without logging in. Unless it goes directly into your main panel.
Nothing has happened yet. I guess I'll click it again.
Give it a moment. It sometimes takes a while coming up. Among other things, it automatically checks for a new version anytime you start up. And will then do an update if need be.
Still nothing. Let me see if there's anything. Amazon Chime, it's doing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's doing a bunch of stuff in the background before it ever shows you anything. So just let it do its thing.
Doesn't say when it started. Nothing says when it started.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you see a chime icon down in the taskbar?
Nope.
Okay. Then it hadn't gotten that far along yet.
1.7%, 1.8%, 1.5%, 1.7%. Wait, disk and network, there's nothing on there. Oh, disk, just something just showed up on disk.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly zero.
Yeah.
Google Chrome is doing something. Close that. Wow.
right now it's McRitchie and myself working on that troubleshooting his setup.
Oh, okay.
If you guys want to go ahead and drop out of the meeting, feel free.
So Chime is just the background process. That's all.
I'm signing out. Have a good night.
Okay. So we're now down to me and Z.
There's a microphone icon. Amazon Chime is using your microphone. Oh, I've got that on my taskbar.
Okay. How's it coming, Dave?
No, I don't see anything. I was just going to say, do you think Chime's really doing anything? Because I wouldn't have this much patience.
It's starting to get beyond where I would have expected it to be up.
I was not there, but I had to go.
something.
I'm wondering if something may have just gotten into an odd state with the computer. Let's try rebooting the computer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll take it down first.
Okay.
And well, that's why I guess to a very person, just the one item. So what else is first?
Entered my password. Okay.
Yeah.
Windows. Waiting for it to. The Win key. Oh. No. Oh. My desktop's not.
$3.99 off the table. Stop and shop is like $4.29 and just ends it up being a little bit cheaper. Yeah, I mean, it's not at all cheap, even if you drop a pen of it, there was. They're all, like Jack, my friend, I tried the other token drop, I tried the other token for me, I like to use a lot better. There's one, I think it's, Free Ride for Nature, but there's another one that a, Floridian not that only came out here, and that when they came out, forget it. I get that info. Mommy.
Well, the reason why I don't do that is because
oh, okay. I got a chime on my taskbar. Oh, and the window just came up. Okay. You are not authorized to do this. HTTP error 403. You are not authorized to do this. That error listing, joining error listing upcoming message. Okay, so now I got the regular thing. Okay, create a chat room, invite Dave McRitchie. Okay, so I'm here. And where's my join for something or other? Meeting actions. Art, join a meeting. Error, listing.
Right.
Upcoming message, meeting. Okay, meeting ID. Okay.
That's going to be
045132. Join. Invalid meeting ID. Whoops.
No. Right now, we want to use the TechTalk meeting.
Oh.
Which is the 3495-05.
Meetings and call history. Your chat room. Meeting. Your listing joining. Okay. Okay. So what? Do you know what that is, or?
Yeah, the meeting ID is 3495-04-5132.
Okay. Listing upcoming meeting. Invalid meeting ID. Invalid meeting ID. Check meeting ID and try again. Two, what's this? I got two address recipients with name, email, or telephone number. That's weird.
No,
that's that I'm in a meeting or something.
Okay.
No, it's not.
In the meeting window, over to the left-hand side, you'll have the little chime icon in the upper left. Then just down from that, you'll see a meeting ID number.
No, there's no number. the My Meeting Bridge information. What does it say for that? Sorry, I tried to display the bridge information. It says, sorry, we're not able to display bridge information. I don't know why it said after that.
Bridge information actually gets more into dealing with pro level.
Desktop is name changed from white to gray.
Anyway. I know we've been talking. Apparently the late that came to corporate for them is sensitive. So I'm expecting
so want to go to file and say join meeting?
Yeah, you can try that.
Oh, it says error listing upcoming meeting. Okay, oh, but here's the meeting ID. Okay, so that's, so let me write it down this time. What's my meeting ID?
3495.
Yeah.
04-5132.
Okay, I just have that. 36. Error listing invalid meeting ID.
I'm wondering if it's because it's getting close to the end of the window we set up for it.
I got in before, but I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
4-9-5.
They definitely want it to watch Dark Shadow. Oh, because I've been missing it before important function on the job.
Yeah.
Nope,
says invalid.
Okay, do you still have the invitation for Tech Talk available?
Yeah. Let's see.
Click on the link there under where it says click to join the meeting.
Not for Tech Talk. Do I want the one for Tech Talk or do I want the one for
web browser? One for Tech Talk. You want to join the meeting I've got up running still.
Okay. And wait a minute. Did I do that in the browser? Oh, yeah, I clicked on it from the browser.
And then it should offer you to bring it up in the Chime app.
Isn't
Let me check something.
Get a redirect. The previous page is sending you to HTTPS chime AWS 34950451 32. Period.
You do not want
to do this. Don't have to click on anything, right? That's called a redirect notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Time is showing updates, no new messages, call history, home. Redirect notice is static. The Amazon Chime thing is static. But it's all in black and white. It's not grayed out. Home, contacts, message, rooms, meeting. Start your chat room. Start your chat room. So that means I've already started.
Oh. Then, right? Chat room function is another functionality of Chime, separate. You can also use Chime to run a chat room.
Oh, so that doesn't mean that, that does not mean that Chime is up.
Okay. In the window for Chime, that at the upper left starts with the Chime logo, then says Amazon Chime with file, edit, and help under it.
Yeah.
In the area below that, but still in that black band towards center. Do you see home, contacts, message, rooms, and meetings?
Yeah, you want me to click on meetings?
Click on, first click on home.
Okay.
In the center of the main portion of the page, right under the bigger Amazon Chime with the Chime logo, in the center there, what do you see?
Updates, no new messages.
Okay. And you're not seeing the talk at the moment. Okay.
Oh, I can get to join a meeting on the right-hand side as well.
Yeah, go to the right-hand side, click on join a meeting.
Error listing up in upcoming meeting, error listing joinable. And then before it came up, and it's not coming up this time. Click on it again.
Are you seeing a space for entering a meeting ID?
Nope. It came up with two red error messages.
Okay, I think what you may need to do is uninstall Chime and reinstall.
Okay.
Something seems to be corrupt in your Chime instance.
Chime.
Wait a minute, before you do that,
okay.
Back, get back to the main Amazon Chime panel, the one with the file edit and help.
That's gone now. Okay, let me get rid of the browser thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I still have this Amazon Chime up. But mm-hmm. Now I got a black screen.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute, what was that? Oh, if I right-click on it? Okay. So if I right-click on the Amazon Chime, it says sign out, quit Amazon Chime, or Amazon Chime.
Click on Amazon Chime in that choice list.
Okay, now we got the screen again.
Okay. Help. About.
Do it again.
Help up in the upper left menu area.
Out. Oh, there we go. Okay, build 1.0.208844.0 version 4.31.4.9473.0 release note.
Okay.
So I'm good?
Just okay out of that because you just read me the same thing I was looking at.
Okay.
But if you're getting errors like that, I'm wondering if there's something that's corrupted some of your installation.
Yeah, I don't have that microphone anymore. So, uninstall it?
Yeah, you're going to want to quit it first. So come down to.
I just closed it.
Okay. Yeah. You closed it, but that just closes that window. Come down to the action area on the taskbar. Bring up the hidden icons list.
Oh, okay.
Find Amazon Chime, right click, and quit Amazon Chime.
Quit Amazon Chime. Click on that again.
Yeah, you want to confirm you want to quit that because
so
then you can, that way you don't have anything of Chime up and running.
It's still in the hit, that Chime symbol is still in the hidden thing.
If you've successfully quit it, if you mouse over it, it should just go away.
Okay. And can I...
Now you can go in and uninstall Amazon Chime. I would say, just to be on the safe side, restart your system after you uninstall Chime and then install Chime again.
Okay, so that's not a choice on the charm. Okay, so let's see. Settings, system sound, network, apps. Where's Amazon Chime? Whoop, come on. Right click. Or left click, uninstall. Okay.
Yep.
214 megabytes.
Okay, yeah. So go ahead and uninstall it. And then once it's finished uninstalling, I just to be on the safe side, restart the system and then reinstall.
Okay.
And to get the what you need to install it, go to chime.aws and select download from that page. And Dave, if I may step away for a moment while you're doing that, I'll be back shortly.
Okay, I pressed the install button twice and nothing seems to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
You haven't restarted the system.
Well, no, I'm trying to uninstall it.
Okay, you've pressed uninstall.
Wait, okay, now this app is, okay, so I got the confirmation message. Okay, now it's doing it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so let it do the uninstall. Once it finishes that, restart the system, and then bring up browser, go to chime.aws, and download the program again and reinstall.
Okay.
I'm going to leave the session up and running here, but I'll be back in a few minutes. I need to step away for a moment.
Okay,
thanks. Be right back.
I'm looking for where I download it from. I don't. It first came up and said, "Do I want to do a trial?" And then that disappeared, and I've got all these black.
Okay, Dave, I'm back.
What?
I'm back.
Yeah, so I got all these black screens with white. Okay, getting start. Whoops. Oh, I guess it depends on where the cursor is, what I see. So if I move the cursor to white, then I see getting started with Amazon Chime. If I move the cursor to, oh, it doesn't come back now. Okay. So I don't see where it says download. Create an AWS account. I already have one, I think. Yeah, I do.
Okay. You may want to create another account specifically for Chime.
Oh.
Using another email address other than what you use for either AWS or for Amazon.
Oh, shoot. Well, I would think AWS and, okay, so I presume that would be Verizon because I think I used Gmail for both of them. Actually, I started with a different Gmail, well, a variation of Gmail, but I gave up on that and changed it to, okay, create an AWS. Oh, well, tell me. If it's already there, it'll tell me.
Mm-hmm.
E-M-C-R-I-T-C-H-I-E at okay. Oh, it's not going to tell me until I do the whole thing. Okay. Whoops. Wait a minute. Oh, no, it doesn't have a password for that. Okay. Pick up a password. May have trouble repeating this. WX. Okay. And then okay, and now just verify my passwords. Whoops, no passwords. I can't verify them. The passwords are not equal. It did that for me. Okay, try the second one. Passwords are not equal. Well, let's see. Account name is a regional required field. And what's that? Just my name?
Yeah.
Oh, my name like David McRitchie, or is it supposed to be what?
That's what it will also use to show your name in chat boxes and in the attendees list, so that rather than being a less than David McRitchie, greater than, it'll just be David McRitchie.
Okay. See if it's still complaining about the passwords. Yeah, it is. Okay. Well, that's definitely longer. How come I can't run my reveal passwords? Okay, well, I'll retype the other one and see if that comes out longer. Okay. Redo the first one also. Oh, okay. Guess it likes it this time. Save. Good. Professional. Personal, right?
You want personal, yeah, or basic.
Okay. And then phone number.
But you want to...
Dash. What my dash? Oh. State address. Oh, wow. Gee, all the information the bail bondsman needs to find me. Let's see. Brook, okay. Check. Oh, yeah, of course I've read the terms. Okay, now. Payment information. Whoops.
You don't need to put in any payment information if you're sticking with the basic account.
Okay.
Basic or personal account.
Verify and add. We use... Nope, it wants a credit card, debit card number.
Did you tell it you wanted a pro account or a personal account?
I said personal.
Okay.
So I did something wrong?
Sounds like it.
Okay.
For basic Chime account, you should not, it should not ask you for a, it will ask you for how to bill you when you start using services that are billable.
It won't let me go backwards. There's anything below that. It's a video conferencing, getting started. Let's see if I can click on that, getting started. Contact, starting a video call. I don't want that. Okay, start all over again. I typed in chime.aws and it changes to AWS Amazon.com. Let's see, create an account. Payment information. Dip. Okay.
You're creating an account. What you want to do is you're creating the account first.
Okay, I got to
back out of that.
Yes, right.
Get out of that. Just download Chime.
root user, account owner, I am user, user root. That's my Amazon account there. Portal. Sign in. User. Unrestricted access. Okay. Get. Oh, I cleared my cookies, so that, whoops, what's this now? Oh, now I'm trying to log into regular Amazon.com.
No.
Amazon.aws. Hit enter. Verizon. We
no.
Find, says
no. Chime.aws.
Oh. Okay, now create an account.
No.
What? No.
What you want to do is that page should. Okay, you got that big create an AWS account button up there. But you want to come down two more rows.
Two more rows?
Yeah, Amazon Chime. Overview, Chime SDK, features, pricing, getting started, resources, facts, customers.
Okay, these pages keep on flipping through, so I don't know what changes them, but... By use care, resource, media.
And in that.
Oh, there, wait a minute. Overview. Oh, okay, I got that. Okay, getting started, resources.
Come over to resources. Come down to download.
Okay, got it. Private download for Mac, Windows download. Verify that I hit it again. Oh, come on.
You want to set it up in the form of offer, looking at your download Amazon Chime, offer when using Amazon Chime without AWS account.
Wait a minute.
Use Amazon Chime for the first time without credit card and an AWS account. You get Amazon Chime Pro free to try for 30 days. After 30 days, you can continue to use Amazon Chime Basic for free for as long as you'd like, or you can pay to use Amazon Chime Pro features.
Okay, so it's installing.
Okay. That's the situation you want to be using here. You don't want to tie it to your AWS. You don't want to tie it to your Amazon, regular Amazon account. You want to keep it separate.
Run the file, yes.
because for all the things we're doing, we need only the one pro account to set things up. And then I can designate somebody to actually run a given meeting by setting it up as a moderated meeting and giving you a moderation code. Like I've done for.
I think it should say installed, but I'm back on, or maybe never left this page with the download on it.
It may still be downloaded.
Well, no, I ran the exec thing.
Okay.
But that finished, and let me see if there's anything in.
Try minimizing the browser and see if you see the chime window behind.
I see the chime icon on in the Windows. From the Windows.
Down in the taskbar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not in the taskbar, on the in the Windows, from the Windows key.
Okay. Yeah, so then you've got Chime installed now, so you can go ahead and bring it up.
Oh, yeah, it says Amazon Chime new. Well, never seen that before. And
now,
okay, whoops, what was that? Download. Oh, here we go, Amazon Chime. You are not authorized to do this. I've got Amazon Chime and two HTTP error things beside it. I'll go to the Amazon Chime one. It's got those red things on top of it. One of them disappeared. Second one disappeared. I'll click out of this thing. Updates, no new messages. David McRitchie, and what does it say after that? Oh, that's my one from before. This is my web browsing one. Because it says I don't know what it says, but it begins with an S. Speaker is what it says. So that's the one that I had I tried to do before. From in the web, I guess.
Okay. Well, try to go to a meeting ID.
Okay. Join a meeting. Whoops. Two of those error messages. Enter a meeting ID. Okay. So 3 4 9 5 0 4 1 1 3 2.
Yeah, 5 1 3 2.
Invalid meeting ID. Weird.
Let me try something here.
How are you so familiar with all this stuff? Have you been setting up other people with Chime as a professional account or something?
I used to have to walk customers through it when they were setting up their Vonage business account.
Oh.
I really haven't had to do much with setting it up for over 2 years now.
I got a welcome message here.
Okay.
Welcome to WebStars Resources free tier. Okay, well, nothing there. Do I want the tech meeting or do I want the...
You want the tech talk meeting.
Okay, I'll click on the link. Page is sending me there, it says. It's a redirect notice. Says it's sending me to https://3495045132. It's not doing anything except that redirect notice. I got Amazon Chime window and it's got updates, no messages, chat rooms, view my thing, join a meeting, which I already did from somewhere.
Okay, tell you what, let's do this and